This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting and by this word from our sponsor. When life throws you down and you can't get up, just lift your arms and pop in an attitude-altitude alternating armpit additive. Our revolutionary remorse remover will rumble your rump to reset your regular routine. Order attitude-altitude alternating armpit additive today and lift your lousy, laurelistic life. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 127.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we are from cleancomedypodcast.com, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flava your da.
What was that?
I don't know.
I can translate.
Well, I know what he said. I don't know why he said it that way.
What is the translation?
Flavor your day.
Okay, good. I was hoping she wouldn't translate it oddly as something else. But we have been providing bacon to vegetarians since 2007.
What?
Very proudly, yes. Tofu bacon, that is. Since that's all vegetarians can eat. That's all they can eat is tofu bacon. That's according to someone in our chat room. That's a Carrie. Not Mr. Carrie. Carrie said tofu bacon.
Tofu bacon pancakes. Tofu bacon pancakes.
Take some tofu and you
bacon. Make it into a pancake.
Bacon with tofu. Oh, yeah. Carrie is a girl, according to Carrie.
Hi, maybe it's Kari.
Maybe.
Anyway, hey, thank you for nominating us for the podcast awards. We don't know yet who has made it into the final nominations, but when they are available for voting, which starts on November 1st, we hope that you would vote for us and our other podcasts every day, whichever of our podcasts are there, because you can vote every day. It's not like the presidential elections, but you can vote every day in this one. Imagine if the presidential elections were like that, that you could vote every day. I mean like
vote early, vote
free,
often.
Free coffee from Starbucks every day for a week. Free donuts, free sandwiches from Chick-fil-A.
Wait, what?
All of these places that if you go with the little I voted sticker, they give you free stuff.
I'm doing this.
I save up my stickers.
What?
Shut up. I can just go any other day and say, look, I voted today. And it's
whatever.
Like 4th of July or something.
Whatever. I saw someone wearing an I voted sticker today and I was confused.
They were probably just doing what Daniel does.
Probably.
Trying to get free food.
Trying to get free food.
You guys would have been besties.
Yeah, well, the debates did happen last night. And all it really did, I think, is got everyone angry about the opposite candidate that they had already decided to vote for.
Very angry about debates. The ones they were voting for?
No, the opposite candidate.
Oh, the opposite. The one opposite.
That they had already decided.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm confused.
And before we move on to anything else, I want to share with you something that will change your life. Because, my friends, you have got to believe this. See, I believe to be successful in business, you need to be able to meet face-to-face with people. I mean, who knows what they could be hiding behind their backs or what kind of weird expressions they could be making on their faces when you're trying to talk with them or convince them of something or just share an idea or get their ideas.
Face-to-face, by the way, future noodleism.
So that's why it's so important to be able to have success by having face-to-face meetings. But this is the world today that people aren't always there. They're traveling, they're on vacation, they're working from home, anything like that. So trying to get all of these people together is impossible, but not impossible if you believe. in the power of GoToMeeting with HD Faces. This thing is so powerful. You have to see it to believe it, and you will believe it when you see it. GoToMeeting with HD Faces lets you meet with your clients, colleagues, and coworkers so you can share the same screen, see each other in high definition. All they need is a webcam and an internet connection, and it's really easy. They can even join a meeting from an iPad, and you can host the meeting from your computer. It's so easy to use that even David Nolan could do it. So you really have to see this to believe it.
Podcast crossover.
So try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. Thank you, Citrix, for your support. Let's talk about this. Funny stuff from the past week or so, yes?
Who was talking in the background that had to be beeped so many times?
He was just saying, I don't know. Jeremy, how about you start us off?
You want me to start?
Yes.
Good, because I was going to go first whether you wanted me to or not.
Oh.
That's actually not true. First, I have a few little things I need to get off my chest. Just, they are truly random.
Isn't the Vent podcast. This is the
I was going to talk
comedy.
About the debate last night.
And did you have too much Tabasco as a kid? You want a razor?
Awkward. Done with that. No.
My uncle used to tell me that if I drank too much coffee, I would get hair on my chest.
Awkward.
That's awkward to say to a girl.
Very.
I like coffee. So, I didn't drink it as a kid, though.
So anyway, Jeremy.
I ran into a door. I literally ran into a door. I don't know how it happened. I was going out my front door, and I ran into it. It snapped back suddenly. I think I hit my foot on it, or I hit my gym bag. I think it was carrying two different bags, and I just... Somehow, it didn't move all the way out of the way, and I was in a hurry, and I hit my face on the door, and it was like the upper part of my cheekbone, and it hurt for a good 10 minutes driving down the road. I considered not going to the gym, but I did. But it's been a good week and a half or so, and still, if I lean on that part of my face, it hurts. You can't see a bruise.
Yes, but
so
you're not like doing push-ups with your jaw, are you?
Well, no, but...
What's your face got to do with not wanting to go
chin
to
ups.
The gym?
It hurt.
It's the chin-ups that hurt, you know, the...
The chin ups.
Stop. Huh? Stop now. This is making me depressed. I don't know why. So that happened. And if there had been a bruise, I would have had to tell people, no, really, I ran into a door when they asked what happened.
At least it wasn't a glass one.
It happens every day.
Well, actually, you should be
somebody runs into a door every day.
Every 3.2 seconds, somebody runs into a door.
I'm sure of it.
Support door smack awareness today.
It's terrible. Another thing happened, courtesy Jenny.
Oh.
Oh.
We were all at a bonfire the other night. It was dark, of course. So you can't see everything real clearly. There were water bottles, not lying about. Well, there were when they were empty, perhaps. But I was drinking water from a bottle, and in a moment of, I don't know what, zaniness, it was, you know, only about a third full, I decided to hold it in my mouth and do a little hands-free water drinking just to see if I could.
Wait, it was less than that.
Maybe it was a quarter. Jenny thought it was empty, and she smacked it out of my mouth, and it hit one of our friends that we were talking to at the time.
Yeah.
That was the water incident.
Yeah.
That was the water
incident. I got her shirt wet, and I was like, here, come, let's go stand over by this fire, okay?
I saw this beautiful glistening of water in the air with the fire reflecting off it. It's like, ooh.
No, you didn't. It was an awesomely violent moment.
Actually, Daniel was kind of like just sitting there watching at that point.
I was doing my Sherlock Holmes thing.
Yep.
So I found it quite amusing. Maybe not that it got somebody wet, although I did find that funny. You know, partially because she thought it was funny.
When I was raising my hand, I actually kind of thought better of it. But then it was too late. I was like, what am I doing? Ah, I'm out of control.
Isn't that always what happens? I kind of provoked it by sticking a water bottle out of my mouth like a toddler or something.
Yeah.
So that happened too. I laughed quite a bit over that. But then I have a longer story.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to tell it now, or would somebody else like a turn to speak? Let me rest up my humor muscles.
Yeah, you rest your muscles.
All right.
Because they're worn out from
my face hurts
filling
now.
In for your face yeah. when you're at the gym.
Yeah.
Jenny, how about you share your random noodle update?
Well,
what was that
accent? Weird sound that came out of my mouth just now. You might have to edit that out. Just saying.
No, we love those things. It was the sound of me knocking a water bottle out of your mouth.
We were all doing weird things with our mouths at the same moment, so I have no idea who actually made the note.
Okay, well, good. Okay. I don't feel so bad now. Well, my story is, it was going to start awesomely, but I forgot it because I made that sound with my mouth. Okay, I'll try again. As you know, Daniel and I are very different people.
I'm glad to know that.
She's a girl, I'm a guy.
I've seen two of you.
We do things very, very differently. Ice cream. For example, Daniel... No. I'll start by telling how I eat ice cream, because I do it normally. I eat ice cream, you know, like maybe two scoops in a bowl at a time. You know, I enjoy it. It's good.
And how soon after we purchase ice cream do you eat ice cream?
Immediately. I eat it immediately. And I eat it often because it's a treat and I enjoy it. So, hey. And Daniel, on the other hand, he got the tub of ice cream out. I've already eaten my half of ice cream. So we've had to start like splitting the ice cream in half and, you know, reserving so much for each person. So I already ate my half. You look like you're going to say something.
He's just thinking about eating ice cream. Oh.
Well, there's still some in the fridge, but I will get to that in just a moment. So he got the tub out the other night, and he was... You know how ice cream is so hard when you first take it out of the fridge? I mean, the freezer?
Yes.
Well, he had a spoon, and since the rest of the ice cream was his, he was eating it with a spoon. And I was like, don't kill yourself. And I gave him the scoop, but he was already putting the lid back on. So apparently Daniel eats ice cream one excruciating spoonful at a time. And I'm just like, eat it! Just eat it! So,
like, here, let me scoop you a bowl! Where's the salad bowl?
I was like, are you kidding?
I like to make ice cream last.
You're not kidding either. No,
the fact...
He likes that freezer taste.
Oh.
The fact that I only got one spoon... was just for Jenny's sake.
Oh.
Because she got so excited when she saw me pull the ice cream out.
He's like, yes, he's probably going to eat it. He's like my sister with Easter candy or Halloween candy or Christmas candy. She eats, like, she rations it out through the entire year.
She still
has candy, you know, the next year when we're getting more candy.
I used to do that when I was little. I would save all my candy and really make it last until I started to realize, you know, I eat a lot of gross old candy. I save it until it's bad. And then I'm like, I'm not really enjoying this. And some of it would get thrown away. And so I started just saying, you know, what I've got it. If I want it, I'm eating it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I was a bad little sister. I would eat all my candy. And then I would say, then I would come to mom and I would say, Mom, make her share some of hers with me. I can't remember what mom said, but I think actually that worked one time.
Oh my.
Yeah.
That's communistic.
I'm bad.
That's brilliant.
I was a bad kid.
Not communistic, socialistic.
I love sweets. I like sweet stuff. It's good. Put lots of sugar in my coffee.
And I like to make stuff last. And I'd rather have a few spoonfuls of sugar than put it in coffee.
That's just, that's like for medicine, though.
Yeah, Daniel and I enjoy things so differently.
I enjoy sometimes when the brown sugar is clumpy and we have to cook something. I like to just grab a little clump out of the brown sugar and just pop it in my mouth.
You know what? Too. If you ate ice cream like you eat bread, we would be on the same page.
Bread really. Goes bad quicker than ice cream.
I know, but ice cream's so good.
That's why I want it to last.
You are so fickle. You're just fickle.
Well, for my update, this happened at church, which is just very ironic because, well, you know how God made us with 10 fingers?
What?
Or, well, I mean...
Are you trying to count thumbs now?
I'm debating, do we consider thumbs fingers or not?
Yes.
He made us with 10 digits to our hands. Oh. I'll put it that way. Most of us, anyway. Some of our taller friends have more than that. They have 12. But with these 10, I mean, God created these, but there's, you know, there's one finger per hand that's not so godly. It's the ungodly finger.
Stop.
What?
I think you should stop now. And
just the tall man. It's the tall man.
Oh, my tall man. Goodness.
And it was very ironic that in church the other day, I hurt my ungodly finger.
Which, this is the first time I'm hearing this, everybody.
Which, that reminds me of the verse that's like... Well,
I guess that means the story won't end the way I was imagining.
It makes me think of the verse that the ungodly committed ungodly acts and ungodly... It's like emphasizing...
Well, this anyway. Is getting awkward.
Well, let me just clarify for the chat room. Mm-hmm. Or how about you clarify? Which finger exactly are you talking about?
It's the ungodly one.
Oh my goodness. Is it the middle finger?
Yes.
Is it the bird?
It's the poultry one.
It's the tall man.
So I hurt this finger and it, I was trying to dry something out, like flicking this thing to get some water out of it. And I flicked my hand right into a cabinet or a counter or something. And you know how sometimes when you flick your fingers or something, you have so much force that it really hurts when you hit something.
Especially when it's cold.
Yes. And if it hits your thumb or your fingernail specifically.
Oh.
It can be nothing. Ouch. And you can just whack your fingernail on something.
Which she just gave me chills watching you have chills.
Why do I have a fingernail at all? Is what I end up thinking.
By the way, it's a great self-defense technique to just flick your fingers at someone's face.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It can work really well.
Okay, I'll try it later.
Okay, I'll do it to you later. Thanks for volunteering.
This
ungodly finger further proved its ungodliness by becoming black as sin and not being, you know, clean and white as snow as it's supposed to be.
What is happening right now?
I just realized this is all like a metaphor.
Daniel, you're like a metaphor.
Daniel, black people have middle fingers too. Does that make them more ungodly?
He didn't mean it like that. Not that.
Are you saying that they have sinful fingers? Yeah, that flew up in your face.
Which, you know, reminds me of another thing I was thinking about telling. We do our Once Upon a Time podcast also.
No!
Well, how in the world could that tie to once?
I know what he's...
It's over at oncepodcast.com. And last Sunday, we recorded an episode about the latest episode that aired on TV. And in there, there was a character, Lancelot, that was played by a black guy. And something happens in it that at some point you realize, ooh, we shouldn't trust him. And the episode title was, by the way, Lady of the Lake. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. You can listen to our Once Upon a Time podcast for that. But at the end, we usually like to say something from the episode that's something kind of funny to say, like after we say our names again. And then we say something funny, usually from the episode, and then say, thanks for listening. Well, I came up with something, and I started speaking before I actually thought it through.
No.
What I was going to say is, never trust a black guy with the sword. But as soon as I started saying never trust, I suddenly realized... Yikes, that would be very bad if I say that.
So instead, I'll say it in the ramen noodle.
Exactly.
Wow.
Save it for the other podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, it just proves that. Wow. And that was the same day that my ungodly finger turned to a life of sin and darkness.
What in the heck?
And it was puffed up, too, from pride.
Oh, it hurts with pain.
So I just cut it off.
Oh, good.
You know, because Bible says if your right hand offends you, then cut it off.
Yeah. Which,
it's very hard to cut off your right hand with your left hand if you're right-handed. So much easier to do it the other way. Hmm. You know, right hand, left hand dominance.
I'm afraid that if a middle finger were cut off, it would be sort of like in a movie when someone says something bad and the sound just goes away for a second. It's all anybody would ever see when you held out your hand.
Everybody would look like Spock if they had their fingers, their middle fingers cut off, like waving. It would look like, you know, like, I can't do this, like. Like that.
Oh, wow. I wasn't sure what you were doing.
Everyone
held up your hand
to
make Spock signs.
Spock, I can't. Oh, I just did it without touching my hand.
Your thumb has to. Wait. Don't you put your thumb.
Go.
I forget how to do it now. Don't you put your thumb next to your.
It's been done different ways. All
lies.
The Trekkies out there are probably
lies.
Like,
probably,
this is the true way to do it. But in such and such episode of such and such season of such and such series of Star Trek and such, it was done this way by this character and blah, blah, blah.
You such and such.
Everyone listening to the podcast right now, hold up your left hand and do the Spock sign.
Oh, I've been holding up my right hand. Well, I'm good at it with my right hand.
This is in case anyone here
has. I have a great big ring that's in the way. I can't get my pinky to touch my other finger.
Yeah, I gave you that ring.
Yeah, you did. Uh-huh. You ruined my Spock sign.
Oh, boy. Now, let's move on.
Oh, yes, please. My story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your story.
The one I actually like the best. First, I have a thought for the day.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good, I can tell.
I mean, you having a thought had to bring out the female voice for that. Neutralized.
Neutralized. You finally admitted it's your female voice.
No.
So not entirely neutralized, eh? A friend was reading her Facebook news feed and came across this thought. When I die, do the cinnamon challenge with my ashes.
Ew, that's so gross.
Yeah, so I thought I had to share that. But now for the story.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's disturbing.
I know. Yeah, I just wanted to let you ponder the ashes thing for a while. We can come back to that if it just can't get it off your mind.
Let's not.
Yeah, ooh, maybe a spoonful of sugar would help with a spoonful of ashes. Never mind, I'm done. I'm done.
Cinnamon and sugar.
I'm gonna brush my teeth now.
It was a dark and stormy day. No, really, it was. Essentially, I discovered that one of my coworkers is also my neighbor. Not next door or anything, but up the street.
How funny.
So, because I passed her in my car, and I said hello. So we started telling people this at work, but here's how the story ended up coming out, because this is exactly what happened. She was out walking her dog, and there was this other little annoying dog. She couldn't get it to leave her alone. I was in my car chasing a tent that was blowing up the street.
I just imagine this like cartoon music.
It really was. It was in the street when I drove in, and I got all the way to my house, and I thought, probably I should go take care of that thing. But by the time I drove back up the street, it was settled nicely in somebody's yard, and I realized I have no idea where this actually came from. But then suddenly, there's my coworker walking on the street. But of all the random things to be telling people, hey, look, Amber and I are neighbors. Well, she was walking her dog. I was driving, chasing a tent. That's exactly what happened.
I'm picturing a tent blowing, you know, through yards like a tumbleweed.
Exactly.
Really?
It was all set up. It just wasn't staked down. It was like a child's tent.
Was somebody playing?
In it. There was somebody in it, yes.
Was
and
somebody
I could
playing?
Not help them. No, that did not happen.
They're running through it like a little hamster wheel.
I don't know where it came from. I think it might have been from the next county.
Wow.
But not really.
Which that's really easy in places like Oklahoma because it's just flat there. And so stuff can blow from other states, like citizens.
Oh my gosh. I had a friend who claims she was picked up by a tornado one time.
What?
It was a small tornado and she was really, really small.
Didn't her dad ever tell her don't get in vans with strange tornadoes?
Oh gosh. Well, she was really thin. Yeah. And she still is. She's just built that way. A tornado picked her up.
You know, just like how there are tornado chasers, I'm thinking Jeremy could start a new TV show.
Tent Chasers.
Yes. Dun-dun! With Jeremy Laughlin. Dun-dun, 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 dun. And like, or that, or maybe it needs the old Western song, the, what's that thing, that the tumbleweed? No, the other one. I can't remember. What's the tumbleweed song?
I don't know. I don't think I ever knew this.
Rawhide.
Rawhide.
Yeah. I don't remember now. The chat room is probably shouting at me, or listeners are probably shouting.
Oh, it's got the sound of a whip in it, too. It's
like, yeah.
Whoopsh, hey.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that could be your song. And then you come out with this like gigantic cowboy hat on. That's got the really wide brim on it, and you're there with some straw, a piece of straw, or maybe it's a pink straw, in your mouth, and you're talking about some people chase tornadoes. I'm Jeremy Laughlin, and I chase tents. It'd be very biblical, too, because Paul makes the tents. You chase the tents.
What now? What?
Hey, this is going to be your
TV. I'm pretty sure I stopped listening about 2 minutes ago. I'm so sorry.
This is going to be your TV show.
It was when I was trying to figure out what the tumbleweed theme meant and what if I had ever heard it. My mind kind of wandered.
You are the tornado chaser.
I am?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm a tent chaser. That's all. I'm just the tent chaser. And only the one time, so I'm kind of dumb. I mean, done.
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
Either one. Take your pick.
And with that, we'll move on to this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Listeners, we love receiving your funny stuff, and we're going to have a theme show coming up, and I'm just now springing this on Jeremy, because I can tell you next week we're probably going to have some funny stories, Jenny and I will, because we are going camping this week.
Just I'm so scared for you.
I'm kind of scared too, you know, kind of like going into this, Daniel's expecting to have like lots and lots of funny stories.
See, I'm so surprised. You guys, you're just like, Daniel, you're kind of a camping novice, wouldn't you say? Is that accurate?
Does novice mean I have any skill whatsoever or experience other than my backyard?
No, maybe not. Beginner? Is novice beginner? Are they the same?
It depends on which video game you're playing. Anyway, I've only camped once, and it was in someone else's tent in my own backyard.
A person
and someone else set it up.
Who is new to the circumstances.
Ooh, dictionary. That is some amazing humor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm expecting, I don't know, funny things to happen. We'll have funny stories maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that,
I'll have my cell phone.
Because I will too. Because of that.
Daniel, we're not telling Jeremy where we're camping.
No.
Ew.
And you can't find
it. Well, I mean, you'd like sneak up and be like, rah, and then that'd be a story.
No, I'm not. I don't do that.
Anyway, because we're going camping next week, we will probably have a camping story. And I want to give you a couple weeks warning for this. But the week after that, so episode 129, I would love to receive some funny camping stories. I already have some in the archive that people have sent. Two different stories.
My epic one, not
Well, I mean, by archive, I mean some feedback I haven't used yet that has to do with camping, and I was saving it for, we should do a camping-themed episode. So 2 weeks from now, so this is episode 127, for episode 129, we're going to have some camping stories as a theme. So please send us your camping stories, funny stuff for that, funny stuff related to camping, whatever, for episode 129. You can send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. or call 903-231-2221, or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab and record a message right from your computer. But we did receive something for this week. Actually, I've got a bunch of emails I need to sort through, but this came from Rose is Dancing for Christ, or, yeah, and she sent us a flowchart.
Oh,
no,
flow charts are hilarious.
The crazy thing is I have a few emails from Rose that have the same subject that demonstrates Rose's awesomeness. Bacon.
Oh.
This is a flow chart of should you eat that bacon? Let me take you through this. Should you eat that bacon? First point. Do you want to feel like angels are frolicking on your taste buds?
No.
Your options are yes, no, or yes, but I'm afraid bacon will kill me. Jeremy, you said no.
I said no because that's gross.
So no says clearly you've never tasted bacon. Then eat it. That's the conclusion. Should you eat that bacon?
But no, because suddenly the question became something about angels on my tongue, and I just think that that sounds invasive.
Buds. Well, okay, so... yes, but I'm afraid bacon will kill me. Then the question next is, are you a coward?
No.
Okay, then eat it. Eat the bacon. But if yes, you are a coward, then bacon will turn you into a true warrior. Eat it. Basically, everything on this bacon flowchart points to eat the bacon.
I guessed that.
You know what? Bacon is actually a really strong keyword that we get a lot of people visiting cleancomedypodcast.com because of the word bacon.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I've started adding it to the keywords for shows whenever we mention bacon. Like, boom, bacon. Oh, this is awesome. Awesome podcast. Awesome podcast. Awesome bacon podcast.
Doo-doo-doo.
So thank you so much for sending that, Heather. I will have this picture in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/127 for this episode so that you can check that out and decide whether you should eat that bacon.
I had to protect my straw.
We were having what was a silent behind the mic moment is now become in the mic because just for fun, while you were talking about bacon, I reached for Jenny's straw and she just very deftly... just kind of batted it away, like as though it were just out of my reach now, if it were on the other side of the cup. I felt sort of like that might be how she protects things from Lucy, your dog.
You have so many words for such a little incident.
I know. I had to paint a picture.
Right.
Because I couldn't show a picture, and a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I'm a few short, so I'm going to keep talking, okay?
Okay, that's fine. You keep painting your verbal picture there.
Blah, blah, bricks, plaster, bookcase... I ran out of words that were related to the incident, so okay. I started saying other words, hoping that would help.
How about this email from Noah, also known as Mr. Byzantine? Byzantine.
No.
He actually gave me a pronunciation key.
Awkward.
He says, "Hey guys, I'm a new listener, but a huge fan."
Oh dear. What just happened?
Sounds like a moose.
He's just out there. Oh, I love the armadillo.
Wow.
He said he's a huge fan.
Oh, he's like an ogre size.
Or maybe
he's an oversized fan.
Shoot him in the eye.
One's podcast.com if you don't get that. He says, "I thought you might enjoy this. My sisters listen to your new podcast as well a few times, and they are obsessed."
Hello, sisters.
With your ramen noodle opening and closing song that plays in each episode. Anyways, not a real word. When I was walking past their bedroom the other day, I looked in and saw them having A stuffed animal karaoke contest.
What?
Singing, be your own kind of noodle at the top of their lungs.
Wow.
Wait, the stuffed animals? Or the sisters?
Wow.
No, you don't get it.
It was hilarious, and it seemed like something that might make you and the audience laugh. Thanks for a great podcast. Please keep it up. From Noah, a.k.a. Mr. Bizant. Biz. No, wait. Bizantine. Bizantine.
Stop that. Stop that.
That's his pronunciation key.
You should send it to me.
Look, you can look at that right there on the screen. It's Bizantine.
Okay, that is what it says. Bizantine. Actually, you need to tell us where to put the emphasis, okay? I know what it sounds like we're trying to say, but seriously, when you see the pronunciation, that's how it looks like you should say it.
And listeners, you can look at the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/127 and also see this for yourself, the pronunciation. How'd you say it? Byzantine?
I'm done with that. I'm sorry. I'm done with your name. You need to call in a voicemail and tell us exactly how you say it. Lots of love.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
that's what a former employer of mine used to think I meant when I sent LOL in a text message. And I was like, oh, awkward.
I've seen an even more awkward moment with the LOL thing. There's a website out there, several websites that list these text message fails. And this one showed a mother texted her family and she said something like, Grandpa just died, LOL. She thought it meant lots of love.
I think I've seen that meme.
That's so wrong. It is.
Cinnamon challenge. I mean, what? What?
That's got the same effect of the song we won't mention. Don't play the song.
The song.
Don't. Don't.
Pickety.
Don't.
Fluffity.
Please don't.
Unicorns.
Yep. We won't speak of it.
Okay. Oh, I just did.
Okay. Listeners, we would love more of your funny stories and funny feedback, especially for our upcoming theme episode about camping. You can email written or audio or picture funny stuff to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send voice message tab and record a message right from your computer, and it goes right to my computer too. So if you've ever wanted to be inside my computer, that's how you can do it. And join us when we do this podcast live on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's redundant. At 6 Eastern time. That's currently GMT minus 4, but that's about to change to GMT minus 5. Over at noodle.mx/live. We got a bunch of people in the chat room hanging out with us as we do this show live. We've got In there. Dachshin, Roses Dancing for Christ, Mr. Byzantine.
Yeah.
The Adrian. And Esme Gold, Mystery Cat 25, August W. Booth, and several anonymouses in there as well joining us. So we hope that you will join us when we do this podcast live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Over at noodle.mx/live. So please check us out on the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And show notes for this episode will be at /127. And you can follow everything else that we do there and check out our other podcasts and all of that. And follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/Fleagon. That's not spelling it.
I don't feel right saying my name without having you spell yours first.
P-H-L-E-G-O-N. There.
Oh, thank you. And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Ramen Noodle, a clean comedy podcast, is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. You can theorize over Once Upon a Time, learn how to podcast, or get things done from productivity, or build a Christian worldview. It's all at noodle.mx.
But what happened?
Never mind. It's awkward.
Everything's awkward for you. You're such an awkward person. Shun the awkward person. Shun. Your voice is too deep. You can't be a unicorn. Shun. We're in a bridge, Charlie.
We're in a bridge. Hey, look, there's a rainbow, Charlie. And hey, look, no, our brothers and sisters are on the rainbow.
I need a paper bag.